Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the bead babe herself, Sandy Reavy.
It's been that kind of season.
It is episode 303, the week of May 13th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, today, Monday the 13th, Sun conjunct Uranus.
Do it your way.
And Venus sextile Saturn.
It's a tangible plan.
May 15th, Wednesday, Mercury ingress Taurus.
Slow and steady.
Then Sandy's conflict day, May 17th, Friday, Mercury square Pluto.
Understand profoundness.
The 18th, Saturday, Venus conjunct Uranus.
Heartbeat song.
And Sun conjunct Jupiter.
Be recognized for your zest.
And May 19th, Sunday, Sun sextile Neptune.
Intuition rises.
Then in talisman time, Sandy has finished up so many talismans we want to share with you, as well as upcoming ones. On the horizon, our astrology forecast and our summer solstice constellation bracelet workshop is on the horizon. And in our house, Sandy and I are going to give you the latest updates. And let's, without further ado, jump into this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, bead babe.
Wow. I've got the oven going. I've got the razor blade clicking. I even went to the storage unit because I wanted more inspiration to get more of the canes that we've done over time.
Right.
It's a lot of talismans are, of course, we got Mother's Day that I've been doing a little bit of she bead work with Mother's Day, but wow, a lot of talisman time.
Yeah. Much fun. So this is the week of May 13th, everybody. Thank you for joining in and listening in. We want to go direct to you all and just tell you how grateful we are to hear back from you. And this message is from Shelley. She right at the last minute of last episode, we said a quick thank you and shout out to Shelley, since she was the one that reminded us that our podcast was a little bit late. So she responded, "Hey, you two, just listen to your podcast. You are too funny. Just super thankful you didn't end up back in Cincinnati. Thanks for the shout out. I do have to tell you, at first I really thought I had listened to the podcast, but thank goodness I did email you. Have a great week. Love, Shelley."
Yeah, I called her our co-producer.
Yeah, really?
Because this is like this not the first time she has reminded us on something.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, in the grand scheme of whatever, 5 years have we been doing this? I mean,
303 episode.
Pretty impressive. So, yes, and shout out to Shelley, our unofficial co-producer. So let's move into the transits. We have a big week ahead. I know that there's a lot going on. We have tons of talismans to tell you about. So we might just have to skip our house because this is going to be a lengthy one. We'll see. We'll see what kind of gems pop up throughout the episode. So let's move into the transits. May 13th, Monday, Sun conjunct Uranus.
Yeah, this happens at 4:00 in the morning, and do it your way. You know, be your individual self. You're individuated. It's okay to be different than everybody. Isn't that more fun anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, raise your flag, say what you need to say. But of course, the sun is in, both of these planets are in Taurus. So you're going to say it with kind words because Venus is also in Taurus.
And with some patience, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, same day. This is still Monday, the 13th, Venus sextile Saturn.
And this is with reception because, you know, Venus is in her home sign Taurus, making a sextile to Saturn in Pisces, and she's exalted in Pisces. So she's viewing Saturn in her exaltation place going, "Hi, I can aspectally see you."
Okay.
And it's a tangible plan. You know, it's making a commitment. You know, Venus is combust the sun right now. Venus is coming under the sun's beam, so we're unable to see her in the morning sky. She is moving toward this. She's moving into the sun's beams, and then it's going to be an evening star on the other side of this. But right now, you know, the sextile to Saturn says, what are you committing to? And I really like to call it your own Lent, right? When we go into a Lent period, it's like we're doing, we're sacrificing something or or giving something up for the greater of a good, of a good goal. Right. And I think that's just that Venus is going into the sun's beams or combust the sun and not maybe, it's a private time, right? It's a time that you're not saying, hey, I'm giving up this or I'm doing that. Or, you know, you're just doing it for yourself, for the greater of your soul, not because you want, you're showing off.
Right.
And that's why I like the sextile to it.
Yeah. And we even talked about something very similar last week about really like celebrating internally and setting goals internally as opposed to how you imagine this would show up in society. You know, is this something that is truly going to make you happy? And is this a sacrifice that you truly are willing to participate in and commit to?
Yeah. And it could be, you know, just something as easy as, you know, going to bed a little bit earlier so that you can get up a little bit earlier because, you know, it is, you know, spring and it's
energizing.
It's really nice to, you know, be awake. A little bit, I have been awake like 3:30 every morning because there's so much, astrology going on that I have to pull these talismans in. We've got Mars coming up before the sun. We've got Venus coming up before the sun. And they're both in their own signs. So it's a early morning kind of time period. So if you are up early, see if you can get outside. You'll at least see Mars. Like I said, Venus is now going below the, into the, combust the sun, so we can't see her. But again, it's that what can you do on your in your private world? You know?
Yeah. And so Wednesday, May 15th, Mercury ingress Taurus.
Oh my gosh. Mercury has been in Aries in his retrograde cycle like forever. Like really, it seems like every talisman I do, I have to look at and go, you know, where are all the planets? I'm like, Mercury, you're still in Aries. Hurry up. Right. But now it's time for him to slow and steady. He's a morning star. So he's paving the way ahead of the sun. Making a sturdy, well tried steps because it's in, you know, Taurus, it's Earth fixed. It brings messages as Prometheus. That's the forward thinker. You know, thinking what could you be doing now that is preparing you for one of your next steps.
Okay, so let's move on to the next transit, which is May 17th and Friday. This is your conflict day of the month.
It's a square to Pluto. This is Mercury, who had just, you know, on Wednesday moved into Taurus. It's a fixed sign. And we know Pluto is also in a fixed sign at 2 degrees. And so Mercury's button up in a square to Pluto retrograde. So understand the profoundness of something. It's a good time to separate from others. Actually, it's around 3 o'clock in the morning. Look at what you are obsessing about, right? Put no energy out for it. Instead, transform it, right? Don't get into the weeds of he said, she said, you did that, you said that, and
pretty brutal,
right? Like, just maybe be in your own mind at this point. Pluto's just gone retrograde, so he's still stuck at the 2 degrees, and Mercury's coming by, and you know. In an Earth sign, maybe giving some credence to, hey, you know, Mercury, the turtle, right? The turtle's walking really slow, squaring Pluto, and the turtle's just going, I'm just going to go quietly on by, right? Not gonna biatch. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to blame. I'm not going to shame. I'm not going to point the finger. I'm not going to gossip. I'm just going to slowly walk by. Right?
I mean, it does sound peaceful.
And understand the profoundness of really maybe not doing a whole lot, doing it internally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And May 18th, Saturday, we have two transits. The first, Venus conjunct Saturn. Uranus. Venus conjunct Uranus.
Different. And, you know, this is, Uranus has been in Taurus for 5 years now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in Taurus, Venus rules Taurus. So every year, Venus will come by and go, hey, Uranus, what up, right? How you doing in my sign? Mm-hmm. You know, what are you changing things? You know, are things chaotic? You know, calm down a little bit here. And so I really love, and I was listening to this song. It must have just popped up when I was writing. And sometimes that happens if I decide to listen to random
sometimes
music.
I feel like that happens pretty often. That's pretty cool.
Okay, it does. The Heartbeat song. This is a song by Bobby Alou.
Your new fave.
My new fave. And of course, you know, I want to play this song here, but you won't let me. Mm-hmm. My
it's not,
boss.
Not necessarily me. It's the licensing issue.
But I want to just, there's one line in it that I love that reminds me of this Venus Uranus. It says, I have seen all the pretty girls and I like to believe you're different in a different league.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me want to cry.
Why?
But I got Neptune on my sun.
Right?
Like, you know, to have Venus be going to this Uranus about, you know, I am me and I'm not someone else, and to be recognized as in a different league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? So I really like that.
And appreciate it.
And I'm going to see him. You bought me tickets to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, and he better sing that song.
I'm sure he will. So the second transit of Saturday, Sun conjunct Jupiter.
Yeah, this happens again every year. The Sun meets up with Jupiter. Jupiter's almost done with Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to be recognized for your zest and zeal.
I like
that. There's some Z words. Zombie. No, it's not.
I want to say exuberance, but that's not it.
We'll say zuzu.
Exuberance.
You're zuzu. Increased desire and growth to make positive choices.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the sun. It's the vitality. It's the personality. Kind of the ego is, it's upped. In fact, I'm doing talismans here for that.
Mm-hmm. And the next day, we have May 19th, Sunday, Sun sextile Neptune.
Intuition rises. Now, this is really interesting for me because this is sitting right on my sun at 29 Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your inner voice, opportunities to plant a thought, possibility to plant a seed.
Okay.
Right. So it's kind of like the sun in Taurus, right? Earth. And the sextile, Neptune and water, this is how you create, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earth and water, right? So what is the seed you're planting? What is it, the project, the thing? I mean, maybe you are planting flowers, right? Maybe you are putting in your garden.
Yes.
But it's also this intuition is rising, it's growing.
Yeah. And that's awesome. I think that that's a skill that we all can delve deeper into because, you know, whenever we listen to those little messages that either our subconscious or whatever is kind of pushing us towards, and we're not really sure why we want to fight the current.
Yeah. So anybody's birthday who is on May 19th, you know, has this opportunity to really, you know, turn on that.
Turn up the volume.
Turn that on to... Mm-hmm. Pay attention to some of your instinctual messages that you're getting.
Yep. And then we also, just for good measure, will give you the next Monday's transit, since it's going to be pretty early in the morning. May 20th, Monday, Sun ingress Gemini. Happy birthday, Geminis.
Right. This will happen right before 8:00 in the morning. So I wanted to get this to the happy birthday to you and to you. these are the twins need to take turns, right? Mm-hmm. This is the twins, Castor and Pollux. But can they really take turns? No, they want to do things simultaneously.
Okay. So maybe a, you know,
this is
some
a busy
sort
day.
Of like communication yeah. between the two sides of things.
Yeah, it's the right shoulder, left shoulder. Oh, what right. am I going to do? And I'm going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to blend them. I'm going to weave my angel and my devil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Castor and Pollux. One is the light and one is the shadow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's move into talisman times. Ooh, you okay. have been a busy talisman maker. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 finished talismans. So we'll give you these in more detail. And then when it comes to the upcoming talismans, we're going to rapid fire shoot them out. All right. So let's start with To Be Unstoppable, Tuesday, May 7th. You created
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I did this. And again, these are really super early in the morning because Mars is coming up over the horizon in Aries as the ruler of the Aries. I am confident as I charge ahead. I pursue my dreams using my dynamic personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is Mars-Aries conjunct the ascendant, kind of showing up in that soldier-like way. To Embrace My Sensual Nature, Tuesday, May 7th again.
Yeah. Now Venus is coming up in Taurus over the ascendant with the moon, and mm-hmm. the moon is exalted here. My innate magnetism draws all that is harmonious and fulfilling towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's really nice for natural, sensual, tangible senses.
Yeah. And really
satisfaction. Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah. All right. So To Be Anchored in My Commitment, Tuesday, May 7th again. You're a busy lady.
And I've got some personals in between. A lot of personals wow. are happening too, right? These aren't the only talismans I'm making. This one is To Be Anchored in My Commitment. I am steadfast and disciplined in my efforts and emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. I use my poise and wisdom to follow through. This is Moon exalted in Taurus, making a sextile to Saturn in Pisces. And of course, the Moon is conjoining the Sun and Jupiter and Uranus all in at the top of the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's got Saturn in it, right? And Jupiter.
And that's the discipline.
Yeah, and that's the steadfast peace, discipline, right. commitment part mm-hmm. and anchor.
So the next finished talisman, To Embark on a Fresh Start.
This is the new moon in Taurus. So the moon crosses the sun in Taurus and immediately meets up with Jupiter. So there's a conjunction to Jupiter. And this is, I am supported by the universe when I align my intentions with the fertile earth. This grows its full blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're setting something into the soil. It's Taurus. We've got Sun, Moon in Taurus, and the Ascendant in Taurus, and Jupiter in Taurus, all in the first house. This really is a good time to start again.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh start.
Yeah. To Express My Thoughts and Ideas with Clarity. This is Friday, May 10th.
So now Moon has moved out of Taurus and into the next sign, which is Gemini, and making a sextile to the Mercury in the last few degrees of Aries. I am blessed and gifted with a keen intellect and versatile communication skills. My curiosity guides me to diverse perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's
very Gemini.
Yeah, and really the big deal for all of this that's still happening in the sky is, you know, Venus, Sun, Jupiter, Uranus are all in the 10th house here. So really that's the main stage, but we've got side stages going on that are really nice too, right? Mm-hmm, it's kind of like we're at Lollapalooza, right?
So much to see and do.
Yeah.
All right. And then the final finished talisman of the week, To Be Lifted Up by Divine Order.
Using my inner stability, I navigate life's ebbs and flows with grace and resilience. This sustains harmonious connections as I journey onward. Mm. We have the moon in her own sign of Cancer, making a trine to Saturn in Pisces. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice water connection mm-hmm. here. Yeah. And Saturn doesn't go retrograde until I think it's the end of June, like this last week in June. So we're still clear of any Saturn retrograde.
Okay. And the upcoming talisman. So we're going to rapid fire these. And then once we get to the next episode, that's where we're going to be giving them a little bit more information. To fuel my inner fire and passion. To be grounded in my desires. To balance passion and stability. To challenge the status quo. To be self-aware. To establish harmonious links. To take risks for an inspiring vision. And to be protected.
Can we talk about that one?
Yeah, of course.
If anyone has been waiting for a protection talisman, this is it. So mm-hmm. for sure. And these are on the website already. I think I meant to put this as one of my favorites. Check this out. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
Yeah.
So the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Leo. So we got a new moon in Taurus, but there's what's called mutual reception.
Right.
Right?
They're kind of the rulers of...
Of each other.
Each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, the sun is in a position in the sky right around 24 degrees of Taurus, sitting on the fixed star Algol. And at the same time...
So give a little bit of explanation Algol, there.
Algol is the eye of the bull, uh-huh. right? It's also the eye of Medusa. And it's a protection, meaning there's,
You kind of have backup.
Kind of like an evil eye, right? Mm-hmm, kind of mm-hmm. like, you know, we in Greece and in Turkey, they have the evil eye.
Right.
It's kind of like having an eye watching out for you. And the, you know, Medusa has the eye that can, you know, turn
anyone to stone.
Mm-hmm. People to stone. So to have that with the sun on the midheaven. So and that's a protection talisman. Now, check this out. Mm-hmm. At the same time, and these are on angles, they have to be on angles. This is so rare. At the same time, the moon is in Leo conjunct the fixed star Regulus, which is one of the Persian
royal stars.
Mm-hmm. So this is so odd. And then we have the sun is enclosed between the benefics, Venus and Jupiter in Taurus. Sitting on the Sal goal. So seriously, this is a very rare, like a double fixed star talisman.
Cool.
In one piece. I tried to make two pieces, but they're so close together, I have to combine. So the intention is to be protected. And the affirmation, Regulus awards me victory. Our goal protects me, my body, and my aura. I am surrounded by favorable allies at all times. Mm. Who doesn't want that one? Right? I mean, I should, but it's still the same price.
Right.
Yeah. This one is
your favorite.
It's my favorite one for sure of this month.
Yeah.
Maybe the year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hope that sells on pre-talisman so that mm-hmm. whoever is interested in, you know, they get their small bead or large bead. They get to call the colors of this. So I help them with making that decision.
Right. You know,
I have to go and look to see what colors, you know, sun and the moon. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's an awesome one. Okay.
All right. So let's move on to the talisman of the month for May. This is number 1570, to be the center of attention. I am noticed as I walk about. I possess generosity and sweetness that I willingly grant on others. We connect. And we like that. That's benefics, Jupiter in Aries and Venus in Aries. So let's move on to the horizon, everybody. We have finished up our May astrology forecast. So if you have not received that yet, you probably are not part of our Patreon community, mm-hmm. and we'd love for you to join in, mm-hmm. where you can ask questions, you can really engage with what is going on astrologically for you. Also, we have our summer solstice constellation bracelet that is almost like a 2-month process where you're working intimately in a small group with Sandy, and each mm-hmm. meeting you are hand creating one talisman bead for an entire bracelet that is all finished and very symbolic and meaningful for you for the season. We also have our Greece retreat and Egypt retreats coming up. We can give you more information about those in an upcoming episode. So let's move into our house, where we just have some quick updates. Sandy is headed out of town, back to Ohio. And yeah, and we just finished
up. Hopefully, I'll get to Cincinnati the normal way I go.
Right. You won't get lost. Okay. No, I think we just got we started chatting. And of course, once the 5-hour, you know, 5.5-hour trip starts, we like really don't stop talking until the end.
Well, especially with our new, some projects we're talking about. Right.
That we got really excited about. And mm-hmm.
Completely went off course.
Yes. So now you're headed back. You're going to go help
helping
out.
I'm helping mom with, you know, she's doing great. But, you know, I'm helping her plant her flowers,
plant. Yeah. In the garden.
In her like 7 different gardens.
Right.
The prayer garden, the fireplace garden, the gazebo garden, the bridge garden.
Yeah.
The deer courtyard, the front of the house, right? Like
the mailbox garden.
The rock garden, the downstairs
fountain
garden. Yeah, all that.
Yeah. And so if any of you have been a She Beads customer in the past, just this past week, we were sending out some promos for Mother's Day. And Mother's Day, we named Mimi's Garden. Mm-hmm. And this is an homage to our matriarch, who is in her garden pretty much any and every day can.
She'll get in her golf cart and literally
drive over to whichever garden section she's going to be working on.
She told me the other day she'll weed. She's got her like buckets, and then she takes it back into the woods and dumps it. She has a compost pile. But they turn the water on in all of her faucets out in the yard and all the beds.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So now she's out there watering.
She's out there watering. She goes to that one, to that one.
Isn't that some of the best smell, you mm-hmm. know, when like a freshly watered garden? It's mm-hmm. just, it's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We do have fun out there.
Yeah. And it's also a big amount of work.
And then we watch the hummingbirds because mm-hmm. they're back. Mm-hmm. The hummingbirds are back.
Maybe you can get Mimi into her hummingbird helmet. It makes it sound so bad, but it's exactly what it is.
So her birthday was in February, right? And I was there for a long period of time, right? In January and February, helping her become independent again after her surgery. Mm-hmm. And And let me just say, we don't watch streaming. We watch NBC, ABC. We watch these kind of shows, right?
Right. And game shows. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, get into game show mode for a month. That's really hard to do. And I'm not watching one documentary. I'm not watching any fun, sexy movies. You know, I'm just watching mom, you know, with
click
her
around.
Remote. Mm-hmm. But whenever Shark Tank would come on, you know, that would be one of our shows. So we're watching it, and it's this couple that built this hummingbird helmet.
Right.
It's a, literally you put it on your head. So anyway, she says, "Oh my God, that would be so cool. Well, I sit over on the couch going ding, 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 and I buy one. Not cheap, right?
Right.
I buy one and it gets there and I give it to her for her birthday. And she was so excited. And I said, oh, mom, you know, we can get your hummingbird helmet on. And she goes, oh, my God, I should have probably told you. I don't know that I'm really ever going to wear that thing. And I'm like, because you it's a literally it looks like a welder's.
Right. With this helmet. Screen that comes down a little.
It's not a screen. It's like a plastic. It's clear plastic.
Right.
Like it sits in front of you. In your face.
Right.
And then you put these little suction, like feeders.
Honey full bird.
Of your sugar
hummingbird
water.
Feeders, yeah.
And you stick it to this.
Plexiglass.
This plexiglass thing that's sitting in your face.
Yeah.
And then you probably cross-eye watch when they come to your face.
Right.
Right. So. I mean, they showed videos on it, you know, on Shark Tank, and it's like, it's looked really cool, but let's see how long she has to sit there with this thing on before.
I know, that sounds like, it sounds like a to-do, right? But who knows?
So anyway, well, maybe I'll take it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to sit out there with the
thing. Yeah, see,
yeah.
Give it a test run and see how long it takes.
Yeah.
But
and I'll
but
take a picture of it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is hysterical. You saw it, right? Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's like one of those funny, silly inventions that you're like, okay, like it's more of a fun gift to give. Maybe not always the best like gift to be like, oh, I'm going outside with my hummingbird helmet every day.
No, it's definitely something you do in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's looking.
So yeah, you're going to be headed back to Cincinnati and hanging out in Mimi's garden. So if anyone wants, I'll go ahead and I'll throw the link for the Mother's Day She Beads collection. We are going to be selling these bracelets earrings past Mother's Day. So just in case you wanted a little piece of Mimi's garden,
I put some stacks on there. I put some one of a kinds. I've been doing some couture things. Mm-hmm. I've been, like you said, bead mania.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for listening in, and what a beautiful week we have ahead. And so we will see you all next week, everybody.
See you.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.